Exclusive, Kirk mentor Dr. Frank Turek, Charlie wanted people to know Jesus is truth. By Hannah Knudsen on September 26, 2025. Charlie Kirk's politics were motivated by his Christianity and the fundamental knowledge that Jesus is truth. Dr. Frank Turek, Kirk's spiritual mentor, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. Turek, who was helping Kirk on the campus tour, said in the aftermath of Kirk's horrific public murder that God brings good from evil. And we're seeing a lot of good around the world, that people are getting interested in Jesus and getting interested indeed, either becoming Christians or rededicating their lives to Christ. And, if Charlie were here today, and we were to ask him, Charlie, would you give your life up so millions would come to know Jesus? He'd say yes in a heartbeat. Of course, he'd lament leaving Erica and his children. But his whole life was about getting people to know Jesus, he said. Kirk wanted everyone he talked with to know that the God of the universe sacrificed himself so their sins could be forgiven. He committed his whole life to that. Yes, he was very much involved in politics. But politics was motivated by his Christianity, because he knew that politics affects people, and because politics affects policy. And policy affects people, you have to be engaged if you're a Christian, because you care about people, he said. You're called to love your neighbor, and that's what we do. When asked if the campus tours, which are continuing with big names stepping in for Kirk, are different now in terms of the questions, Turek said he has been spending a lot of time on apologetics-type questions as people struggle to make sense of what happened. This tour we're talking about, if God, why evil? And it's a tribute to Charlie. So I'm spending a lot more time on questions with people. And we're getting more questions related to that. Why would God allow such evil? Yes, then we've gotten, you know, in recent months generally. And Charlie would agree with this too, that over the past couple of years, the biggest objections to Christianity, the top three are morality, morality, and morality, he explained. In other words, people don't necessarily want Christianity to be true. Because if it is, that has implications on their moral lives. Yes, and that's why I always ask people who are not Christians, if Christianity were true, would you become a Christian? Many times, like, people will say no, because they're not on a truth quest. They're on a happiness quest, and they're just going to believe whatever they think is going to make them happy. He said, explaining the problem is that selfish and sinful things do not result in true and lasting happiness. Long term, it's a disaster, he said. If you want contentment, you've got to go straight through truth, and Jesus is the truth, he said. And Charlie wanted people to know the truth. He wanted people, particularly young men and women, to know that the truth is that you ought to make something of your life by following Jesus, knowing Jesus, making him known, getting married, having children, having a family, Turek said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Dr. Frank Turek, September 25, 2025. Stop playing video games till midnight. Stop living in your parents' basement when you can get your butt in gear and make a living for yourself. Stop looking at women as objects. Start living the way you should be living. And that message is one reason why Charlie's career took off, he added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.